Here's a quiz for you. Whom or who do you think these guys are? They're singing a song in Italian. It was a big hit in England and the United States back in the 60s. Jeez Louise. No, that's not the song. On Festival Italiano, a rarity. The other guys don't have this. They wish they did, though, and I don't care. Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Il sole sta per tramontare. Dei bimbi corona gioca. Pensi che sorridono ed io son qui con le mie lacrime così.
Give up too. Believe it or not, that was the Rolling Stones. As Tears Go By, that was Mickey himself. What's his name? Mick Jagger, right?
Jagger.
As a matter of fact, he was ugly then, but why is it when he got older, he looked better? They all look like old alligator wallets now, don't they? The faces? Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pick on you, Grandma. Hey, I wasn't talking about you, Grandma. She's going to get the stick. Portando sta you in Sicilian. Anyway, here's another quiz. Who do you think this is? Who is she? She came from Brooklyn, went to Forest Hills High School, knew another guy that we know and love as Neil Diamond. They were buddies. Listen to her. In Italian, no less.
Sai l'amore che cos'è? E pensare prima a te, l'idea ma condivisa in due, non soltanto due, starci un po' prima di dirti no.
Isn't that beautiful? Barbara Streisand. Used to be Barbara Streisand. Color me Italian? Well, you know, she really didn't know what the heck. I mean, she had an idea what she was talking about because it was evergreen, but she had to have the words done phonetically. A lot of these people did. That's what the Rolling Stones. It seems like in the 60s, early to middle to late 60s, a lot of the big songs in America, they went back into the studio, used the same music, and sang the song in Italian to be released in Italy. Today, Italians speak better English than we do, so they don't care. Anyway, let's get back to real Italian music. The Place in New York City at Lincoln Center, Zubin Mehta and the Three Tenors and Luciano Pavarotti. Luciano Pavarotti, O Sole Mio. Oh, return to me those halcyon days when we would just sit in the backyard watching the tomatoes grow. Huh? And Connie Francis would sing to the tomatoes, asking them to return for another great season. What? You're thinking of what?
More than ever now.
Is that what you would say to a tomato, Connie?
I think of the many times you sacrificed for me when I was a little boy and my heart was free. Away my fears. Oh, now I know
Well, you know what? That would make the tomatoes grow a little bit, especially with that big cymbal crash at the end.
Yes.
I like that.